This is fine. This is a poor substitute for therapy, but an excellent substitute for other podcasts.
We're not like other podcasts.
Join us as we find the answers to the universe's biggest questions like, is butter a carb? Does crying burn calories? And what the fuck am I doing with my life? We're here to be your part-time therapist, astrologer, concierge doctor, and fairy godmother. Do you need someone to validate you today? Cool. Come on in. We're fine. This is fine.
Happy holidays, my angels. Joyeuse fête. I'm so happy you're here today. Welcome back to our now officially annual The Dominique Edit, Favorite Things of 2023, also known as the This Is Fine Holiday Gift Guide. Apparently, I fancy myself a tiny little Oprah wannabe, so I've made a mix of my personal wish list and things that I love and approve of that I think you'll love too. Since this is our second annual podcast-based This Is Fine gift guide, you may be in the know already, but this is an evolution of the blog annual gift guide I started in 2015. As a journalist in the women's lifestyle space, a storyteller, and a constant shopper and gift giver, one of my very favorite things is to make these guides annually and share the things that I love with other people. I hope these little things bring you and your loved ones as much joy as they bring me. Most of the items on this year's physical shopping list are French, shocking. This is essentially an American in Paris ballet corps hyperfemme wish list. I didn't even try to have a theme, but it just kind of evolved. You'll see eventually. Perhaps this is just an overall snapshot of my vibe this year. We're talking Guerlain fragrance, Repetto ballet flats and apparel, Mariage Frère tea, Paulaine and Longchamp bags, Diptyque and Biologique Recherche, Fabienne Delacroix art. Buckle up, y'all. Or should I say, buckle up tout le monde. Is there a 200 euro puzzle featuring the aforementioned beautiful French art? Yes. Are there two virtually identical pink pairs of sweatpants, but with different fabrics and tiny details? Also yes. It's worth it, I promise. This year, I've created a visual guide so you can see what the hell I'm talking about and have a nice little visual experience to go along with the podcast. It's up now on thisisfinepodcast.com. We'll link to it in the episode description as well, obviously. All of those links are there. That site will also have links to all of the products, so you can get a more official product description and do some shopping yourself. We're going to start out with what's on my personal wish list, what I'm asking for, even though I don't think anyone's actually Christmas shopping for me, so this is just sort of my manifestation list. Then we're going to move on to things that I can highly recommend based on experience, aka some of my favorite things of 2023. Ready, set, gift guide. Dominique's personal wish list 2023. First up, pink cashmere joggers. Morgan, you may know Bizou Morgan. Morgan told me I need cashmere sweatpants, and I was like, you know what? You're absolutely right. I found out that her favorite ones from Gobi, G-O-B-I, come in a powder pink rose watercolor, and I was like, what am I going to do, not put ballet pink cashmere joggers on my holiday gift guide? Absolutely the fuck not. La Bonne Brosse hairbrush numéro 1, l'universel brosse à cheveux. I just found out about this brand, La Bonne Brosse, from my hairstylist Mathilde here in Paris. I'm hyperlinking her Instagram so you can see how fabulous she is. I wanted a Mason Pearson brush for a while, but in my opinion, this one is just so much prettier. And they have a pink one, so here we are. Fun fact, I haven't had a hairbrush since childhood. I literally don't brush my hair. I don't know why. I don't currently have a brush. I've always watched Cher Horowitz brush her hair in Clueless, and I was like, wow, that's so chic and cool and femme. But I never took up the pastime myself. I think it's time. I'd love a brush that adds some shine, and this seems to be made of the right natural materials to make that dream a reality. Glass hair, here I come, if anyone buys this for me. Maybe Stella. Pink Le Creuset Cocottes. I couldn't bring my Le Creuset items from the US to France for very obvious reasons. If it wasn't obvious to you, it's because it's very heavy. This is devastating in a way that is absolutely fine and totally survivable, but still devastating. That said, I do not have an oven in my Paris apartment, so I feel like a Dutch oven is low-key necessary. Also, why is it called a Dutch oven? It's literally made in France. I don't know the history. Don't get mad at me. My friend Tessa said that this is an essential item, so I'm using this as validation and enablement. Anyway, since I already have the practical color back in the US, meringue, which is like an ivory beige ombre, it's obviously time for me to get the shell pink cocotte. It's ballet pink. You're all jaw-droppingly shocked, I know. Maj Ivory Wrap Coat. Listen, I know that a 535 euro ivory coat is neither practical nor budget-friendly. I know that I'll have to have it professionally dry-cleaned all of the time. I also know it's the same color as my English cream golden retriever, and thus, it won't look like I'm coated in dog hair all of the time. It's camouflage, y'all. Plus, it's just so chic, like Lily Vanderwoodson Bass Humphrey energy. Rich mom in a cold city. I'm here for it. Scarves of every color. If anyone listening to this is actually shopping for me and is like, okay, not the coat, that's insane. It is actually about $800 plus tax in the US. I need scarves and gloves, any color, pretty colors ideally. Maybe red, I don't know. I'm so cold, please help. Guerlain perfume. This one is tough because I cannot decide on which one I want, but as a perfume addict, I need to add some Guerlain to my repertoire. I've been testing out Spiritueuse Double Vanille, Cuir Beluga, and Angelique Noir. I think I want Angelique Noir. I'm still figuring it out. What I really need is a PR contact at Guerlain, though. Please. Memo Paris Odeon Perfume. Another perfume I just had the joy of smelling is from niche French fragrance house Memo Paris. Their Paris exclusive scent that you can only get here, Odeon, is like a sexy, sultry, dark academia iteration of Rose Vanille by Montserrat or Ristretto Intense Café by Montal. A gourmand tonka rose with sandalwood and amber and the softest, most lovely patchouli. It's done so in such a sophisticated way, really. I literally love this fragrance. I feel like it would be such a beautiful way to commemorate my first year, particularly first winter in Paris. It's a beautiful winter scent, but I think it could work in other seasons as well. Repetto Ballet Lounge Set. Okay, so I was shopping in Saint-Germain-des-Prés and I came across the Repetto store. For those of you who are unfamiliar with this iconic brand, it's a ballet shoemaker in Paris that has become the maker of the best wear everyday ballet flat footwear. The shoe shop opened in the 1940s near the Opéra Palais Garnier by Rose Repetto, and she made the first ballet flats for Brigitte Bardot in the 1950s. The style is called the Cendrillon, like Cinderella in French. I'll get to that later. But they make beautiful ballet gear and dancewear, and I came across a beautiful powder pink lounge set that just looks so feminine and lovely and cozy. I would love to lounge around in it with Stella. And now you know why. There are not one, but two pairs of powder pink sweatpants on the visual guide. Biologique Recherche P50W. I had my first experience at the Biologique Recherche Ambassade on the Champs-Élysées for my birthday this year, and my second ever Biologique Recherche facial. Let me tell you, if you have access to one of these facials, they do not disappoint. My skin was so healthy for weeks after each one. I'm definitely going back soon. I'd love to have their iconic peeling toner, the P50. The gentler version is a little better for me, the P50W. They use this in my facial for my past two birthdays, and I want to have it on hand in my house. Speaking of all of this, getting someone a gift card to the actual facial from this place would be a killer gift, like a blow you away, best gift of the year kind of gift. Bianco Latte Lotion by Giardini di Toscana. Finally, something that isn't from Paris, but from Italy, our neighbors. The fragrance house, and I hope I'm saying this correctly, Giardini di Toscana. Did I do that accent okay? They have a fragrance called Bianco Latte, like white milk, that apparently smells like a heavenly vanilla milk. They make a lotion version of this, and honestly, it sounds to die for. Want. Lanes London Croissant Slippers. I had to say it that way, I'm so sorry. Lanes London Croissant Slippers. My girl Sarah recently introduced me to these absolute must-have teddy slippers from Lanes London with a dazzling pearl-studded croissant on one foot and a cafe on the other. When you see this in the visual guide, you will know just how serious this is. Not a want, but a need. Once you see them, I know you are going to have the same reaction. If you're also into astrology, corgis, champagne, fireball, gin, spritzes, nautical motifs, flamingos, evil eyes, maybe you're celebrating a new home, wedding, shower, or baby, or you just love Christmas, they have a ton of options. I think you're really gonna like this brand. I just discovered them. Please enjoy. Aphrodite pendant from Awe. I am on the waitlist to gift this to myself. It's a gold pendant with a wreath of pearls around it and the Botticelli Venus in the middle. Venus, aka Aphrodite, is the goddess of love, confidence, sensuality, beauty. Such a vibe. The website has a cute little goddess quiz, so you can match yourself to a goddess jewelry piece, which feels so early 2000s magazine quiz, so obviously I love that. If you're curious, I got Aphrodite and Freya as my inner and outer goddesses, respectively. You should check it out. Chanel Rosy Light Drops. I don't know why I haven't sprung for this yet, but I've had this illuminator from Chanel on my wish list since maybe 2019. It's a pink highlighting liquid you can use on your eyelids, cheekbones, or anywhere else you want a little pearlescent pink princess glow. Sounds on brand for me. Ultra Mini Platform Uggs. Okay, so if you heard my Paris update episode, you already know the French girlies are unironically wearing mini platform Uggs with trousers and leather pants and jeans. I am deadass serious. So this is another Katie Heron moment. I saw the Parisian girls wearing platform Uggs and trouser pants, so I wore platform Uggs and trouser pants. But honestly, I have some form of Ugg slipper on every single gift guide since 2015, so this feels appropriate regardless. Cody Foster Venus Ornament. Venus, she makes the list yet again. This ornament has been on my wish list since last Christmas, and I might just get it for myself this year. If you're familiar with Botticelli's The Birth of Venus, the painting is in the Uffizi Gallery in Florence, which I got to see this past March. The center of this beautiful painting is the blonde, newborn, full-grown woman Venus, standing in a scallop shell in the nude, floating on the sea, waiting for angels to bring her clothes. Relatable. Some genius named Cody Foster turned her into a Christmas ornament, and for reasons that are perhaps extremely obvious to anyone listening, I absolutely need it. Pollen Numéro 9 Mini. I've had my eye on this really uniquely shaped purse from the cult fave French brand Pollen. I've heard great things about the quality of the bags, the quality of the leather, and the originality of the designs. It's understated and lovely and just over 300 euros. Depending on how you feel about handbags and what your usual budget is, that may seem like a steal to you or a luxury item. I really don't know how to frame that because I don't know your relationship to handbags or to money. But I didn't intend for this to be a therapy session on financial trauma, so I'm going to move on to another expensive leather item. Chanel Coco Sling Slingback. If you've been with me for a while, you know I always have one delusional pick every year. These were on some previous year's gift guides, so maybe this is the year I'll manifest the classic Chanel cap-toed slingback in beige and black leather. The Coco Sling is honestly iconic and never goes out of style, though it truly constantly goes up in price. What the fuck, Chanel? I literally cannot keep up. Still obsessed though because I'm an absolute simp for Chanel. Not pictured. Reformation boots. I won't spend too much time on these, but if anyone listening wants to get me the knee-high ruby leather Gale boots from Reformation, that would be cool, 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 cool. Also not pictured, Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt. So if you guys remember my friend Les from episode 3, host of the Balanced Black Girl podcast, I saw Les wearing Skims t-shirts, so I wanted to wear Skims t-shirts. No, but for real, I trust literally anything she recommends, and she told me that Miss Kimberly makes some real solid staple tops. I really want to add these to my repertoire. Let's get to my recommendations for 2023. Dominique's picks. Repetto Ballet Flats. Okay, so back to that Repetto backstory, you now know that this is a special brand with some special shoes. Those shoes that Rose Repetto made for Brigitte Bardot were for her to wear in the film God Created Woman. The Cendrillon shoes, their signature ballet flat, and she made them for Brigitte in red patent. I didn't know this story until right now, but those are the exact shoes that I have, the red patent Cendrillon. They retail for 275 euros up to $370, which is quite pricey, but I found mine on Vinted, which is like European Poshmark. I obviously now need the Cendrillon in pink, beige, black, and maybe even ivory. And you do too. Ballet flats are back in case you missed the memo. Cézanne sweaters. I personally could always use more of these. They are all stunning and hands down the best products that Cézanne makes. I'm a big fan of this French brand, and I got a couple cardigans this autumn to add to my warm layer repertoire since, as mentioned, I am very, very cold. Anything from Cézanne is fabulous, but if you're gonna get anything from them, get a sweater. Fabienne Delacroix puzzle. Listen, don't yell at me, but I put a 200 euro / $200 puzzle on this list. But hey, the Goop gift guide has a $15,000 gold vibrator and some $400 cheese on their list, so this isn't too bad, right? It's a handmade in France wooden puzzle featuring art from my favorite artist. I bought the art piece itself, the one of the puzzle that I'm linking to, and it's on my wall here in Paris. It's so beautiful, but there's a puzzle version too. It's so, so, so whimsical and beautiful, and I think you're gonna like it as much as I do. I hope you love it as much as I do. They have less expensive ones from her collection too, so I will link to several so you have some options. Honestly, I'm biased because I love the art and I love puzzles and I love unique gifts like this. Like, think about it, no one you know is going to give this gift. I mean, probably not. This is super unique and niche, and again, puzzles are cool as hell. I don't care if that makes me sound nerdy. Veggiekins Cookbook, Sesame, Soy, and Spice. My dear friend Remy Park, who you know from episode 8, has been telling me of her dream to create a cookbook since the literal day I met her. We spent an evening of a press trip in Palm Springs in a jacuzzi with several LaCroix mocktails, sharing our hopes and dreams and secrets, and the cookbook was something she'd been dreaming about for a long time. It's finally finished, it's real, and it captures some of her most incredible recipes. Disclaimer, it's currently for pre-order right now, so it will not be here in time for Christmas, but add this to your list anyway. As someone who has eaten plenty of Remy's recipes in my time knowing her, I can assure you that this vegan, gluten-free arsenal of Asian-ish, her words, not mine, recipes is going to blow you away. As you probably know, I'm neither vegan nor gluten-free myself, so it doesn't matter if you have dietary restrictions or not. The quality, the originality, the flavorfulness, and honestly ease of so many of her recipes make it easy and exciting to truly eat well. Memo Paris Cintra. Back to Memo Paris and fragrance. I bought Cintra by Memo Paris for myself for my birthday. If you heard our perfume smash or pass episode with Caroline Stern, you know that that one was love at first sniff for me. It's been on my wish list all year, and I finally took the 250 euro plunge. Let me tell y'all, it is so incredible, and I have zero regrets. It's the most deliciously fresh and light, warm neroli milk with resin and marshmallow and orange blossom. You've got the green of the petitgrain and the neroli with some citrus from bergamot, the soft white floral of orange blossom, lactonic milk and marshmallow notes, and the amber and resin to add warmth. It's a fresh white floral that works in the cold weather. I am just absolutely in love with it. Comfort Zone Hydra Memory Cream. I've talked about this before. I've written articles for magazines that are basically open love letters to an inanimate object. Italian brand Davinus and Comfort Zone make some of the best, hands down best products I've ever used, and they're part of my daily routine. You know that I have tried a lot of product. I have worked with a lot of brands, and I ride hard for this particular brand for a number of reasons, including the fact that they're doing incredible things for the planet, regenerative agriculture, and innovation with natural beauty. They are not greenwashing. They're literally researching and making better and better products with fewer and fewer super processed chemicals and more natural origin ingredients. I will say, chemicals is a big scary word, but you know, like everything is a chemical basically. I don't want to greenwash here either, but they're just finding ways to create healthier, effective, beautiful products, and it's working. They're also like completely revolutionizing regenerative agriculture and what is basically the food center of Europe, Parma. It's a whole thing. I wrote about it on Well and Good, but the face cream, oh my God, you guys, it is so good. It's better than La Mer, and I actually love my La Mer. I'm not a La Mer hater, so that's saying a lot. I'm also going to link to their new Luminance Serum. I need to make a whole separate episode, maybe a whole topic about this. It is one of my favorite products. It's like my former favorite brightening products from Caudalie. I don't know if you're familiar with the serum Vino Perfect, but this is somehow even lighter and more effective, and it comes in a pearlescent pink bottle. We love. Davinus Oy All-in-One Milk Spray. Back to Davinus. If you're buying one universal hair product, make it this one. Spray it into your towel-dried but still wet hair. It will add softness, shine, smoothness, suppleness. Your hair is just gonna feel delicious. It is the most incredible elixir for your hair, like a magic potion in a little chic black spray bottle. Again, it's from Italy with immaculate ingredients. This is a just trust me bro moment. Just trust me bro. Typology Tinted Glow Duo. Okay, so I am new to the Typology train. This is a French-based, LOL shocker, skincare and cosmetic company that you cannot find in a French pharmacy. They're kind of like a fancier and Frenchier version of The Ordinary, but with a lot of European restrictions on the ingredients, so it's real safe. Think super simple, super effective. This duo is the ultimate French girl, no makeup makeup. It's skincare, but with coverage, like a dual purpose product lineup. And they're B Corp certified, like Davinus and Comfort Zone, which I love. I'm not sure if you guys know this, but it's really fucking hard to get B Corp certified. And then you have to maintain certification by improving your score by a certain amount every year. B Corp measures the environmental and social impact of a company, so it's basically a marker of just being a really good company. So when it's hard to be a consumer, the B Corp thing makes it a little bit easier. You know that they are working really, really hard. They've got really high ethics in these different fields, social and ecological. Anyway, the products that I am recommending are two that I have been using nonstop since I got them. The Tinted Glow Duo includes their tinted serum, a hybrid of tinted moisturizer, and a facial serum with squalane, vitamin C, and aloe vera. And then the 5% vitamin C glow drops. They have pearl mica to add a little bit of dewy, a glowing effect to your skin. You guys have to try this. It's one of my new favorite things. Chanel Inimitable Intense Mascara. You may know this already. I love my Chanel mascara, and it's not the ultra popular Le Volume mascara. Inimitable Intense, in my humble opinion, is the best mascara there is for separating and lengthening, adding volume without turning your eyes into spider lashes. If you've seen my eyelashes, that's basically my testimonial. The price point is hovering at just over $30. Dior Lip Glow Oil. These were probably on my list last year too, but I am still just as obsessed with the Dior Lip Glow Oil now as I was back then. It is such a luxe little treat. I wear them almost every day. And if you order it directly from Dior, you'll get all that fancy packaging and wrapping, whether you're buying it for yourself or someone else. Like the mascara, this one is another $30 present. Diptyque Candle in Nagye. My favorite Diptyque candle for cold months is Nagye, which is hookah. Random, right? I've never hookahed in my life. I don't smoke. But this combo of tobacco leaf and honey, spice and amber and vanilla, it is heavenly. It's not cliched. It's not overdone. This is unique, special. If you want a unisex, warm, holiday season, or even late winter scent, get this one for sure. I guarantee your friends don't have this one. Niche luxury for sure. The scent is only available in the classic size, the 190 gram candle, for around 58 euros or $75. Memo Paris Fine China Candles. As mentioned, I am in love with Memo Paris. Surprise, surprise, there's another item on my list here. To be clear, this isn't sponsored, I wish. But if you're going to give a gift to someone who loves perfume or candles or wants a new teapot or mug or even a China egg cup set, this is one of the most creative and beautifully done things I've seen. They have made candles out of some of their most popular scents, like Marfa and French leather, and they've poured them into these gorgeous pieces, bone china porcelain, and real gold hand-gilded, made in France pieces. So you burn this luxury candle, you get an incredible perfume scent in your space, and then at the end you have either a coffee mug or a teacup, teapot, egg cup that you can use in your everyday life. I think that is so freaking cool. It extends the luxury and the life of the product. Philips Sunrise Lamp. I didn't put this on the visual guide because the color scheme was kind of off, but okay. The Philips Smart Sleep Sunrise Alarm Clock. I have been calling this a SAD lamp, like seasonal affective disorder, SAD, to help me combat the SADs. Essentially, it is a ring light for depression. The lamp itself is not sad. It helps me to not be sad. I just got this after reading tons of reviews. My sleep has been so off since moving this far north of the equator, and I think I really need the light support to wake up. The sensors here measure this space's light, noise, temperature, and humidity levels, which is wild to me, and it connects to an app for the sleep tracking so you can customize your ideal wake up and sleep times. It's got the sound effects to either help you wake up or doze off, a place to charge your phone. Since the sun isn't really coming up until about 8:30, I've been really struggling and I'm banking on this to help me. I'm really impressed so far and I just think it would be a really good gift for anyone who struggles in the wintertime in the darker months. Longchamp Tote. If you're old enough to remember when these were the it bag, get ready for round two, girlies. I have been seeing these literally everywhere. Maybe they never went out of fashion here in France because they are so damn practical, but everyone's got a foldable tote from Longchamp. I want the Papier beige color or the monochrome pastel pink. They're great water-resistant bags for rainy days, especially if you've got a lot to carry. My friend Trish uses hers as a beach bag as well. Versatility, utility, we love! Mariage Frere Tea. To be honest, I also want this for Christmas, but I can also strongly recommend it, so it's making it onto my favorite things of 2023. The tea from French brand Mariage Frere is so unique and special. Their famous Marco Polo tea is a tropical black tea that has also been made into a tea-flavored jelly. They serve this at High Tea at Claridge's in London. That is actually where I discovered the brand before exploring more of their teas in Paris. I would recommend you start with the Marco Polo black or green tea, depending on your preference. Then maybe their Christmas teas and their Thé de Lune, which is moon tea in English. They have Pleine Lune or Full Moon in black and rooibos versions. You truly can't go wrong with any. Anissa Kermiche adjustable ring. My most favorite thing that I bought myself last year was my Christmas present to myself from myself that was also on last year's gift guide in the podcast. I have never gotten so many compliments on a piece of jewelry. It's my pink sapphire and diamond-studded gold adjustable ring. Sapphire is my birthstone. Pink obviously is my favorite color. The combo was just, I couldn't not get it. This designer is London-based now, but French by origin, and she just makes these beautiful adjustable gemstone rings and matching bracelets, which might be my next purchase. Nespresso Virtuo Next Premium. Did I buy a copper-accented deluxe espresso machine this year? I sure did. Am I European yet? I've used my Nespresso every day since I got it, and I've been making my own cappuccinos at home, which has saved me a ton of money, so maybe I can buy a house. Jokes. My favorite pods, if you're curious, are Chiaro, Bianco Doppio, Temuku Ma Zimbabwe, Kona Hawaii, and the Holiday Festive Black Double Espresso. Papier Croissant Journal. As a Virgo Stellium individual, I always am excited to receive a journal or notebook. Papier is one of my favorite brands in this arena, and I have had several of their journals in the past and present. I just discovered their journal with gold croissants printed all over it, and I am truly obsessed. Check it out in the visual guide for the gift guide. It is just too cute. Slip Silk Pillowcases. One of the things that I brought with me from the US to France was my 100% silk pillowcases from Slip. Are they a pain in the ass to wash? Absolutely. But do they keep my skin and hair lovely and healthy? 1000%. I am so used to the literal silkiness of these that other pillowcases literally feel scratchy. Doesn't feel good. I think these pillowcases make a great gift, especially if you are kind of stumped on what a person wants or needs. Like, this is just so nice. Everyone wants to sleep better, and it maybe isn't something they would get for themselves because it's on the pricier side. They're around 90 bucks a pillowcase. Raclette machine. One of my favorite items, or things in general, from 2023, and my ultimate recommendation for you to try, if you haven't already, is raclette. This is part meal, part machine, part group activity, and 100% cheese. It's so European, I am so in love with it. I have included links to raclette machines so you can try this at home, no matter which country you're in. Thank you so much for joining today. I hope you enjoyed this shopping guide / recap of some of my favorite things in 2023. I love sharing all of this with you guys, and I hope you find some joy in these everyday items, whether it's a gorgeous scent, something tasty, something pretty to see and look at, something cozy to wear or sleep on, or something practical that improves your life. If you're shopping for someone else, I hope you found something special for that someone too. Happy holidays, y'all. I'm so grateful for all of you. So happy you're here. So happy to be making this content for you and recording these podcasts. I hope you're having a wonderful season. If you loved today's episode, please do leave us a review. If you take a screenshot of your 5-star review and send it to me on Instagram or on email, I'm fine at thisisfinepodcast.com. I swear I will buy you a coffee. Let me know. Show us those 5-star reviews. We would so appreciate it. If you want to send this podcast to a friend who would enjoy this content as well, that would also help us tremendously. And of course, don't forget to smash the subscribe button, as they say. We're so happy you're here. We're so grateful for you. Happy shopping. Happy holidays. Have a good one. A bientôt. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of This Is Fine. I've been your host, Dominique Michelle Astorino. We're based in San Diego, recording in studio at DLI Productions in Paris. Pacific Beach with Emmy Award-winning sound designer Dan De La Isla. This is a comedy and advice podcast, but for legal reasons, this entire podcast is a joke and none of it is medical advice. To download a transcript or learn more, visit thisisfinepodcast.com.